Fergal, first of all, I suppose it's a big difference from last season, where you were part of the chasing pack. Now you're heading out this year as All Ireland champions, and you're the one with the target on the back.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of that. Okay, it kind of feels that way, surely. But in this, everybody's at the starting line now. We just happen to be the first team out of the traps here with Fermanagh on Saturday evening, so it's an equal race from here, and everybody's starting together, so let's see where it takes us all.
Yeah, well, it's a different season anyway from last year, isn't it? Because you're kind of, you were going from a stop-start situation last year. You got your run in the league.
Yeah, that's it. We had seven good league games, you know, and we managed to pull things out of the fire a bit in the last couple of games. But yeah, it's better, and there's a back door also this year for everybody in that sense too. And then there's also the Tailteann Cup, so it's a different format from last year, and you know, the cutthroat championship's very exciting.
Yeah.
And when a team's beaten, they're beaten and they're gone.
Yeah.
So slightly different format, but you know, it's all to play for.
Yeah, you said it was a rocky road enough in the league, certainly at the start, but you got it right in the end, and very much right against Kerry. That was a big result, and I'm sure a big boost to your confidence, to the players' confidence, to Brian's confidence, to everybody.
Yeah, that's it. You know, sport and a lot of things are all confidence-based, and the players just stood up when they really, really needed it down in Killarney. But we sort of put ourselves behind the eight ball that night in Ballybuffet. If we had performed a bit better in the second half, we mightn't have been just where we were. But anyway, it was a good competitive league, and lots of good football played, and it's heavy, heavy competition, as you see. So that's a challenge.
Yeah, a lot has been made out of the players that have departed the panel for one reason or another. You know, like people like Peter Canavan have expressed concerns about it weakens your options. You know, I was speaking to Pascal McConnell during the week. Similarly, so I read where Conor Gormley was disappointed with the lads that left. You know, I'm sure you were disappointed to lose them. What about, you know, does it weaken your options?
Yeah, well, the lads all gave their services as they could to Tyrone football. So, listen, we're thankful for them for that. And in the end of the day, it's the same scenario. A football panel is dynamic in nature, and the doors are revolving all the time, and form dictates a lot. So, listen, it's a great opportunity for some other lads in Tyrone here now to stand forward and put their name to the forefront and show what they can do. So, listen, we have a good, strong panel of players, and we're ready to get at it.
Yeah. And obviously carrying a few knocks as well. I know Matty Donnelly has been struggling with injury. How is he?
Yeah, Matty's coming on, and he's working away at the rehab, so he's unlikely to feature this weekend. And I know Petey Hart and the two of Tyrone's outstanding stalwarts over the years. But listen, hopefully everything comes round, and the win will cure a lot of things for everybody, and hopefully it can bring everybody along with them, and the two boys will be working hard because we know their character and their commitment to Tyrone football.
So Petey is out as well, is he?
Yeah, well, Petey is not going to feature most likely on Saturday evening.
Yeah. Facing Fermanagh at home in Enniskillen, knowing that a defeat sends them straight into the Tailteann Cup, they're going to pop a big fight.
Yeah, of course. It's not long since they were in an Ulster final. That's their thoughts and ambitions are in the Ulster and the provincial championships, and they've made that very clear over the while. And nothing would suit them better to get us into their backyard and do a job on us. So it should be a great evening. And, you know, the weather's a bit brighter now. We're early out of the traps in April this year as opposed to May or June. And so, listen, it's come about earlier than you would expect ordinarily, but Fermanagh have everything to play for, and we will be on our guard.
Yeah, just on the new format, obviously, with the championships coming so fast in the league and the Ulster final, we're usually experienced and used to it traditionally around the end of July. It's the last day in May this year, or second last day maybe. So, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's a change to the traditional sort of timings that we're all used to. But in the end of the day, players like to play matches, and there's a 2 weeks run here for everybody that stays on their feet and in the competition. You get a week of recovery, more or less, and a week to get ready. So it's not a bad gap between games. We are starting very early, but the clubs are critical to the association, and they deserve the appropriate time as well. So let's see how all this works out this summer, and we'll have a better steer for it when we've lived it and played through it. So it's a matter, it's the same rules apply, stay on your feet as long as possible in the competitions and things will work out.
The general consensus is that from Man are going to, you know, be very defensive, ultra defensive, maybe 13, 14 men behind the ball. You're going to have to be patient on Saturday evening.
Yeah, that's one thought camp. They have some good attacking players too, and Sean Quigley, the scorers, they have good scorers too. So, there is an element of cat and mouse in most games and periods and phases when that applies. So, we'll see how they set up. We obviously they've studied us a bit and we've studied them a bit. So, we'll see how it all pans out on Saturday evening.
Yeah, of course. Another theory put forward: if you get off to a good start, maybe and race into a 4 or 5 point lead, they're going to have to come out maybe a lot earlier than maybe they would like to.
Well, and that's one plan that applies against any blanket you're faced with. But we'll just have to read it on our feet on Saturday evening and see how they set up and how we develop and take it from there.
As I mentioned, Fergal, I was speaking to Fergal or Pascal McConnell during the week, and he felt that the team that's played against Kerry is probably going to be pretty close to the team that is going to start. Is that the case?
Well, that would be a fairly informed position to adopt. The core of most teams generally stays the same, and that's only a week or two ago, that game, so it's not a bad starting point. But listen, there's always ins and outs and decisions to be made and competition for places, and that's the way you need it around football panels. So we have plenty going on in Tyrone here, and we hope that we get the right 15 put together and that the mindsets are right on Saturday evening to take on Fermanagh.